Some stores lure customers with flashy signs and the latest technology. That's not the case here, and that's what has people stopping by this store. The way it was a century ago is what sells. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Stephanie Swatty is part of a family business with quite a history.
My great-grandfather started it in 1922 when he got here from Czechoslovakia, and it's gone to, I'm the fourth generation.
She's speaking of Brandt's Meat Market in Lucas, Kansas, a place that is not only known in this small town, but all across the state. Walk into the shop, and it's like stepping back in time.
So everything now is the same as what it was back then. The murals on the wall were done in the 1930s, and the one on the south side represents my great-grandfather's village in Czechoslovakia, and the other side is a farm scene.
Many Czech farmers immigrated to this part of central Kansas generations ago. For Stephanie's great-grandfather, the future of this business was squarely on the wishes of the next generation.
My great-grandfather, back in the 30s, as a story, as Grandpa used to tell me, my grandpa had a brother, and my great-grandfather said, it's up to you guys. I will sell the business and send you both to college if you want to, or you guys can have the business. And then he also had a quarter ground up north of town.
People will drive here from great distances for products that have been sold for almost a century now.
Our Brandt's bologna is a ring bologna. It's our cheese and cracker bologna. It's not your Oscar Mayer. And that's what great-grandpa started the business with. We also have the Jitternitzi, which is a old-fashioned head cheese, liver sausage, liverwurst, whatever you want to call it. And then we also have his smoked sausage links.
More from that old-time market next time as we travel the countryside. In Lucas, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.